Pfizer and BioNTech final trial results have showed that its vaccine had a 95% success rate against COVID-19 with no serious side effects. And that means the drug maker could secure emergency US and European authorization by next month. Back home, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has called for an all-party meeting as the national capital records its highest single-day death count. This is Business Standard's COVID Update Podcast. I'm Kanishka Gupta and it's Thursday, 19th of November. Starting with the caseload, even as India on Thursday overall continued its net daily reduction in active COVID cases for 47th straight day, showing a clear relief on the pandemic front. National capital, Delhi, reported another gloomy day with 131 COVID-19 deaths, which is its highest single-day fatality figure so far. Now, while the city's tally of cases went past the 5 lakh mark with an addition of 7,486 in a day, its death toll reached 7,943. With medical facilities under strain, as many as 45 doctors and 160 paramedics of the paramilitary forces have also arrived in the capital to serve the people. Meanwhile, the Delhi government is working to add 660 ICU beds in its hospitals in the next few days, and the railways will be providing coaches with 800 beds, while an all-party meeting has been called by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today to discuss the situation. Now, on the vaccine front, the US Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said that COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be ready for US authorization and distribution within weeks, setting the stage for inoculation to begin as soon as this year. Besides, BioNTech chief executive told Reuters TV, he said, and I quote, "If all goes well, I could imagine that we gain approval in the second half of December and start deliveries before Christmas, but really only if all goes positively." Now, the success rate of the vaccine developed by the US drug maker and German partner BioNTech was far higher than what regulators had said would have been acceptable. Experts said it was a significant achievement in the race to end the pandemic. Well, let's not forget what the US President-elect Joe Biden has warned about. In a virtual roundtable with healthcare workers on COVID-19, Biden alleged on Wednesday that his transition team has not been receiving any cooperation from the Trump administration, which will put behind the COVID-19 vaccination plan by weeks or months. In other news, Norwegian Air has asked an Irish court to oversee a restructuring of its massive debt as it seeks to stave off collapse amid the coronavirus pandemic. This comes after Norway's government rejected the airline's plea last week for another injection of state funds, and the company said the following day it was at risk of having to halt operations in early 2021 unless it got access to more cash. Well, that's all we have for you in this edition of the podcast. For more news, views and updates, stay locked on to businessstandard.com. Do also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram and Telegram, and subscribe to our channels on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Stay safe, stay informed.